Well, sometimes here at our radio station, live at Mullen and Mullen Ticket Stock 2026 here at the Plano Center, where it's free. Everything's free, free parking, free getting in, all that good stuff. Sometimes on the radio station, we like to prop up TV stations. Because, as we all know, radio is the medium that really counts.
It is the medium of the future.
It is. It is. It's not this crazy TV. And so today, we would like to welcome TV friends from Fox 4, Sam Gannon, and her friend Mike.
What's up, guys?
Is that your dad?
Does he make you take him everywhere?
Kind of, yeah. Kind of a drag.
Sam Gannon and her confused grandpa.
Look, you guys cleared the room.
Not easy.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay. Mike Ducey, of course,
Yay!
Everyone.
Thanks,
the fifth muser, the Pete Best of the ticket.
He really Thanks. Is.
Local legend.
Yes. Appreciate it. Just Thank Pete, you.
Are you the most tenured? Keep going. Are you the most tenured sports anchor in DFW right now?
Currently, because of course Dale retired. Go ahead. That's what you're thinking.
God Almighty. Where's he?
90
been?
Seconds into this thing, and you're bringing him up.
You brought him up.
Oh,
I
sorry.
Was trying to give you your flowers.
Sorry. Thanks. Yeah. It'll be 32 years on March 7th. Thank you.
That's
Appreciate
amazing.
It. Thanks very much. Yeah.
Listen to the roar of the crowd.
Dang. This is tough.
It's quite the milestone.
Well, we've had a good time, guys.
What are some
care.
Of your favorite Dale memories?
Well, Bob,
so funny. It's been 32 years since I've been on television here, and it's just like, what?
Yeah.
You're on TV.
I've always been able to work a room.
What are your skills?
Yeah.
We've exactly. always said, and it's kind of a running yearly gag, that you may think that you're being all fun and funny on the air, and then you come out to Ticket Stock, and you're waylaid by what a loser you actually are.
Nothing lands.
And I'm just like, damn it, man, I'm trying. I'm working hard out here. And a lot of it doesn't work. How's it going, guys? How are we?
It's good. We're yeah? good. We're happy. You guys have quite the crowd, though, like for the afternoon.
Just I know.
It goes to show you the reach you guys have.
Well, it's Friday, and
we
we're
like
hoping
to reach around and
okay.
hug all of the P1s when we see them in person.
He never stops. Just a nonstop barrage.
As he shouldn't.
No. But yeah, it's nobody's working right now, right? And so it's Friday,
it's the weekend.
Friday afternoon. Do you guys have to work tonight?
Mike does.
Yeah, I'm doing the show tonight. We're going to do a live shot at about 4:30 on Fox 4
Are
today
you?
Here from Ticket Stock. In fact,
that's
yeah.
awesome. What are you doing?
I'm going to do it too. Yeah, I'm being the
she'll
team player that I am.
But you're not
tonight.
Working tonight.
I'm working tomorrow. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. So I'm here.
It's funny. I'm working on a Friday night as I approach. 32 years.
Wow.
Thank you.
Everybody
Thank
put
you
their hands together for Mike Ducey, confused grandpa.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Well, those Friday nights are really fun. Some prep basketball, maybe? What do we got tonight?
Yeah, we've got like a 13-minute interview about the Arlington Grand Prix that should fill that bad boy up tonight.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, 22
You've got
big
the
ones
Mavs in Minnesota tonight.
Mavs back in action.
Oh,
Rangers
no
Cooper
Flag
opener.
Yep, no Cooper Flag. So
Rangers playing. A couple of hockey games, I hear. We get
yeah.
to show 30 seconds of
yeah.
each of those.
I was going to
so
say,
be fun.
Okay. Is there some sort of law?
Oh yeah.
Okay, but that's changed, right?
There's
because
restrictions.
I swear a couple Olympics ago, you would get still photos of the Olympics, wouldn't you?
I think if the primetime programming is finished and we don't hit till 10:30, so typically we can use pretty much what we want, but again, in a very limited fashion. And I have to wear a peacock hat as I'm doing the highlights.
Yeah. So if you a Ted 2 hat.
So if
don't
you
forget, Ted 2 premieres on Peacock.
So if you show more than 30 seconds of the U.S. hockey game, then Scott Murray will come rough you up.
Maybe. I can hope. Yeah, I don't know.
Scott Murray.
There we go. So we
this.
Got Dale Wait, and Scott Murray.
Was Scott Murray in the market when you were in the market?
Do I hear Tim Matthews? Anybody? No.
Oh, and yeah. he left?
No, Scott was here 7-8 years.
Was he really?
After I got here, he remained as Channel 5's main guy.
He was the original confused grandpa before you took over that title.
Scott's a friend. Come on, guys.
I feel like everyone's friends. Right?
See,
what the hell do you mean by that?
Yeah.
What sort of fumes?
She didn't know what it's like to have media enemies like we do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But she hasn't been here 32 years either.
Yeah. Oh, my God. 32 years? That's amazing.
Everybody's so nice to me. I don't know why.
You know, it's crazy. And you know our layout there at Fox 4, our posh building, but our little sports...
Your palace.
Cave,
yes,
back there.
Yeah.
Our,
yeah,
sports cave. When Sam is off work and I'm working on my own, it is crickets back there.
No,
nobody
it's
ever
not.
Nobody ever comes back there.
Yes,
it's just me and our producer sitting back there.
He's lying.
And my God, when she works, it's just a steady parade
right.
of editors
Do
and
you
producers.
Guys want any more beef Wellington? Sam?
She's been here like 5 minutes.
Will your new Fox 4 building be done before you die?
Yeah.
The way this segment's going, I might not stay alive through this thing. I think it will be.
Yes.
We'll be there by this time next
January.
Year, probably.
Okay,
right?
That's pretty fast.
Yeah,
we're
right,
going to have
right
all you guys in.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have all you guys in the new
Are
days.
You guys going to have to move or anything, like to be closer to the station and all that? Because you can't drive anymore.
So.
Yeah, no more night driving.
I think the van will take me there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It'll take you to the grocery store and then to work.
It'll be all right.
The Fox 4 limo will pick me up.
I'll have to leave for work at like 6 a.m. to get there by 3:30 p.m. But we'll be good. You know, those are the sacrifices
Stop at
we make.
Yeah.
I think like the Orange Line stops there probably though.
Probably,
that's pretty
yeah.
cool.
Have y'all gone over there since they started construction?
We haven't.
Not.
We should, though.
Yeah. We have a camera that's always on it so we can check the progress.
Do you really?
I'll get in touch with some of the construction guys once in a while if I'm a little worried about the way a joist is sitting or something.
Give
you know?
A punch list.
Yeah.
Mike's
going to
get a corner office, though. He requested yeah, that. So he'll have
yeah.
the best view, you know, in Las Colinas. So that'll be good.
Yeah, that should be. I'm getting my entire wing. No one else. Handicap accessible.
All right, Mike, good. Here's my question for you.
You're planning ahead. It's good.
For now.
Have you attended Olympics along the way?
Never have.
Really? Okay.
That's not something that I've been able to do. It just hasn't worked out, mostly because...
The network
we were
affiliation?
We were CBS when I was hired at Channel 4 back in 32 years ago. But They ran a big promotional campaign for me during those Winter Olympics, the last ones on CBS, but I wasn't actually working here yet. So
what year was that, 98?
That was 94.
Let's hear about the campaign. What, did they have a clever slogan? Did they have you in a bobsled? What?
It was actually kind of funny, I thought. It was, Mike Ducey is coming to North Texas. Share a highlight with the world. And then they had a skier tumbling down the hill. Head over heels.
Okay.
So, wasn't that funny, guys? That was great.
Was that a Ducey's doozy?
It was.
We brought
People
back that
still
segment
ask me about
recently.
That segment. Yeah.
Well, you brought it back.
Damn right I did.
Yeah.
No, it's back.
Smart.
Used to be called Play of the Day at other stations. We call it Ducey's doozy.
No. Well, always work
that,
on
that. It ends with
that kind of creativity.
That was a doozy.
You remember Hanson's Hens when you'd bring in like ladies and bikinis and stuff like that? That was awesome.
He didn't really, did he?
I don't know. No.
Not on the air anyway.
He'd drag something out of Louis and bring it back for the 10.
Get out of here.
Have you been to the Olympics, Bob?
No.
Bob,
no.
Bob.
But...
What was that?
Sorry. Throat's getting a little dry here. Sorry.
This is putting us on the spot in a different kind of way. This isn't like TV. This is different.
I feel like I'm on an edible right now. This is just
in front of
insane.
A live audience.
Well, radio is really catching on, Sam.
It's like a podcast.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, you might be familiar with those.
Yeah, just a little.
No, I've never been to an Olympics, but it does seem like it's a very exotic thing for TV sports guys that occasion. I think it probably helps if you work for NBC.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. My friend Pat, I think, went to Sochi, Pat Doney.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And they sent him to Sochi. And I was intrigued by what that means. Because I think it's probably hard to get there. But then I think it's probably pretty cool. But I don't know. It's all spread out. You're doing stories. I don't even know if that's great.
Hey, did you have
Shutout's
friends?
Over.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Six goals.
Mm.
Did you have friends, Sam, that played girl hockey?
I didn't. I was a swimmer, so most of my athlete friends, they were They were swimmers.
But you didn't know anybody like growing up that girls that played?
No.
That's what we're kind of asking Bob, because everybody stereotypes, well, he's from Wisconsin, so he curls, and he luges, and he bobsleds and skeletons and all that. But you're from Hockey Town, USA,
I know. You would think that I would.
You would know someone that played.
No, I never did. Just guys that played hockey, but none of my gal pals did.
Did you do anything icy sports-wise?
I thought I wanted to figure skate when I was little, and one day I went out and my toes got frostbite, so no.
You're out?
I was out. I was out. But I was really happy for that young gal who won the Olympic gold the other night. She has a really cool story, so that was cool.
So when you were training, when you were like in your elite swimming days, was it a... You get to the pool at like 5:30 in the morning?
It was like in the water at 6
really?
a.m., yeah.
Oh, God. And what age did that start?
Pretty much 10. 10 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, 10.
What time is water aerobics?
Ironically, that's 6 a.m. as well. I've already been up 2 hours. So
he'd already eaten at Luby's.
Just trying to go to the bathroom. Desperately.
Got to get it out before the pool.
Oh, my God. So you, okay, 10, your parents would wake up at 5 or whatever to take you to the pool.
They would.
Oh, my. And then you swam for how long? An hour? And then you would go back and get ready for school?
Well, sometimes I would swim before school, but if it was on the weekends, it would be like Saturday, Sunday, 6 a.m. to 8:30. Then we would cross train. Then I would go home. So.
Wow.
But those days are long behind me now. I'm not a morning person.
Are you not at all?
No, I'm really not.
What was your best event?
I was a sprinter, so like 50-100 free, 50-100 butterfly. Yeah. So Summer Olympics are my favorite to watch for sure because of that.
No, I think most.
How
of
are your turns? That's the coolest part of swimming is the turns.
They were good.
Yeah,
they were good. They were pretty good. Never a long distance swimmer though. That to me is like so tough.
That looks impossible. any of the long speed skates.
Oh yeah,
it seems. Those people's legs are amazing.
They really, we were saying that the other night.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
We noted that, yes.
It's unbelievable.
They know how to use them.
And then, of course, the greatest athletes in the world in my book, and I say this once every 4 years and then I forget about them, are the cross-country skiers. Mm-hmm. They have to be the greatest endurance athletes, surpassing ultra marathoners and everyone in that realm.
Yeah.
They've got to be the best.
I was watching the biathlon today.
You just said realm.
A little bit.
Whatever.
And I'm like, you know, what a horrible potential for terrible things to happen with that sport. But yeah, the conditioning is just, it's beyond
unreal.
Belief for those guys.
Did you guys, because I grew up thinking biathletes were evil because of James Bond. Do you remember, it was either... God, which movies was it?
Octopussy?
Don't ask me.
I knew you would say that. I knew you would say that. It was like Live and Let Die or For Your Eyes Only, in which he was being, like, there was an Olympic event going on and James Bond was out there and somebody, some biathlete, like skis, gets to his point where he's shooting, starts to shoot the target and turns to Bond and shoots him.
Whoa.
And I'm like, yeah. And then, of course, Bond, like, steals some skis and skis down and gets away from it.
In his tux.
In his tux or whatever. But, yeah, I grew up thinking that biathletes, like, oh, my God, those guys, they could kill you at any minute.
Yeah, no, they're intense.
Okay, guys, what time is it?
It's 4:16 here on the ticket.
Whoa. My Lord.
Do you guys have to stay on time in your business?
Kind of.
A little bit.
Do they just
Unless Sam's
you...
the one doing the talking. Yeah.
Just keep going. Just keep going.
Do they give you rough estimates on
exactly.
break time?
But we're going to be live on Fox 4 at about 4:32.
So you can come and gather somewhere. Over by us if
you
like.
Are you going to be right there by your sign?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where we'll be.
Come find us.
All right, you guys, go see them record because it's always fascinating watching fake live TV.
It's really live today. We're
oh,
live
it is.
On the 4
it
o'clock
is.
News.
You're actually, oh, my God, you guys can, like, flash the camera and do all that stuff.
Like, photobomb the live show.
There's like 40, 50 people watching at home. So
there you go.
Great.
There you go. More people out here. All right, that is Mike Ducey and Sam Gaines.
Thanks, everybody. 32 years. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for the love. We appreciate it.
Seriously. Make him feel good
Don't
about
make
himself.
A big deal
Come on.
Man, Don't make a
right
big deal
there.
Thanks.
Right there. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
We love you.
Appreciate it.
All right, there they go. Let's come back and talk sports, America.